1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Today's White House meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky was confrontational almost from the beginning.
You got to be more thankful, because let me tell you, you don't have the cards. With us, you have the cards. But without us, you don't have any cards.
Analyst Beth Noble.
I can't remember ever seeing an American leader dress down an ally like this in the Oval Office in front of the cameras. President Trump and Vice President Vance hardly let Ukrainian President Zelensky say anything as they accused him of being ungrateful for American support and of trying to set off a third world war.
Zelensky later on Fox said he wouldn't be apologizing.
No, first of all, we want peace. That's why I'm in the United States.
High-level administration sources tell CBS News that there have been discussions about whether the U.S. will keep sending military aid to Ukraine. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammy McCormick.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Senator Tammy Baldwin held a virtual town hall meeting yesterday to answer questions from concerned constituents in central Wisconsin. Melissa Kay tells us more.
The meeting was moderated by Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiese. The first question outlined how chaotic things seem in Washington, D.C., and asked how to help calm the uncertainty people are living with every day.
It does feel a lot like chaos here.
Senator Baldwin said announcements are coming so fast and furious that it's difficult for hardworking citizens to keep up.
I will tell you that some of the chaos that we're experiencing is very purposeful.
A top Trump advisor said their strategy in the first days and weeks was to flood the zone. Many of the things proposed have resulted in lawsuits, making it even harder to understand what's going on.
I think it's important to remember in all of this that we do have power. Everyone here has power, and your voice matters.
Baldwin said she's been spending time on the Senate floor reading letters from concerned constituents, and those voices and stories do make a difference.
Again, I'm here to fight for you, but I'm also here to fight with you.
She said through this chaotic and confusing time that we have real power, and encouraged Wisconsinites to keep talking to their representatives. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
And Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is proposing a new office to oversee the Wisconsin Department of Corrections in his budget. $2 million of his proposed two-year budget would be used to create an 11-person ombudsperson office. The office would be tasked with investigating complaints about the state's corrections facilities as well as instances of abuse, unfair acts, or violation of rights. Prison reform activists have repeatedly called for such an office, but some Republican lawmakers have pushed back on its potential structure. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks with a 121-112 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis led with 28 points. Center Brooke Lopez added 22.
It was big. You know, that was a very big game for us, a great win. It took everyone, you know, and always the crowd always picks us up.
Although the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, scored 32 points, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers praised Lopez for keeping up with the Joker.
I thought Brooke was fantastic. You know, we matched his minutes exactly with Jokic, which we don't do a lot. You know, the guys, you know, that Jokic, he's really good. He's just really good. I mean, he made the shots he makes, they look like there's no way they can go in. And his passing is something to marvel. It just is.
College hoops, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight and partly cloudy, colder, low teens. Sunny for the weekend, highs in the mid-20s Saturday, mid-30s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. Right now it's 33.
On Saturday, a trip to the state tournament is on the line for the Central Wisconsin Storm. The defending state champions will take on Hayward in a sectional championship game. Catch all the action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 3:45 and the opening faceoff at 4 p.m. Central Wisconsin Storm Playoff Hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's the Central Wisconsin Storm taking on Hayward in a girls' hockey sectional championship game. Saturday, starting with the pregame show at 3:45, opening faceoff at 4 on your home for high school sports. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This week, and we ask the question, where is the GOP? And we ask it to former RNC Chairman Michael Steele.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Good evening, Wisconsin. Great to have you with me on this Friday night as we say goodbye to yet another week here in February. Hope you had a great week. Hope you had a great day. And having said all that, I hope we can help you relax a little bit and escape as we charge into Friday night on Nightlight, a Friday night edition. Conrad Krieger is riding shotgun as usual. What is that baseball hat you have on there, buddy?
Oh, it's a Milwaukee Brewers hat.
Like a throwback?
Yeah. Oh,
that's interesting.
It's a trucker hat.
Oh, I love it. I like a good trucker hat. How you doing tonight?
You know, it's the last day of February.
Indeed.
It's the 28th, and so that means tomorrow is rent for me. So that sucks. I don't have three extra days like I did last month, but I'll survive.
Well, you could do a lot worse. I think March 1st is great. I know March 21st is like the first day of spring, but March 1st kind of feels like the first day of spring just because I feel like in March you have a potential, you have a chance for better weather.
Yeah.
Even though March can really suck too, weather-wise, but you never know what can happen. Hey, we got a great show tonight, folks, here at Nightlight. We have three guests. All incredibly interesting people, and I'm very excited to have all of them on the show. At 6:35, joining me tonight will be James P. Connolly. James is a stand-up comedian based in California. He will be here. We first were made aware of James about 2 weeks ago. Our pal Tim Cody was on the show. He's the president of the Northeast Wisconsin Fox Valley Veterans Council. And told us that James is going to host the Veterans Ball, which is coming up March 7th. So James is going to fly in and do that. He's a former Marine, and he's now a stand-up comedian. We'll hear a little bit of his comedy in a few minutes. Very funny guy. We'll have James here at 6:35 to talk to him a little bit about his career as a comedian and what he expects here in the Fox Valley and Green Bay when he hosts the, I think it's called the Prohibition Ball. Or that's the theme this year.
Yep.
So they're doing a whole prohibition theme. It sounds like a lot of fun. And we'll talk to James about that at 6:35. Then our pal Anders Lindwall will be here. He's the director of the film Green and Gold. And I just reached out to him yesterday. I said, I would love to have you on the show just to talk about where you're at with things. Like the film, I think it keeps getting extended in theaters, which is always a good sign. It means it's making some money. And we'll talk to him about where he's at, because we had him on. What was it, Conrad, like 5 or 6 weeks ago, maybe?
Yeah, around the start of January.
Right before the film came out.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun to talk to him and get his perspective on where things are at now. And I'm sure he's excited to talk about that. So we'll talk to Anders at 7:05. And then guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Not only is it Friday, which makes it a great night on its own, it's also a bar band Friday night with our pal, Max Inc. host, Terry Barr. She will be here. She's bringing music from two artists tonight, and they are both really good. She sent us four songs. We had to pick one from each because of the time allotment we have. We probably should have given ourselves a little more time tonight because it would have been fun to play both songs from each artist. Robert J will be featured tonight and Laura Sawasco. I think I'm saying that right. We'll have to talk to Terry about the proper pronunciation. But Terry will be here at 7:35 for Bar Band Friday night. Great artists who are both going to be on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night from 6 to midnight on the network, on the Civic Media Radio Network. So lots of great guests tonight, lots of fun stuff, maybe some prizes. We don't have anything planned, but you never know. We could end up giving prizes away. It could happen. So it's good that you're here. Let's get, Conrad, let's get to our question of the night. It's a good one.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Do you read the terms and conditions before you click the yes, I accept box? This happened to me yesterday. I do online banking. And just to log in and access my account, I had to read like 17 pages. And it was a tiny little change they wanted to make. So I did glance at it. But I have to be honest. I rarely read those because sometimes the documents are like 30 pages. So that's our question of the night. You could be signing your life away. You have no idea. Although I think a class action lawsuit would be forthcoming if they screwed over too many people. But they do want you to read terms and conditions and click the box before you can access your account or a new thing with your Spectrum. It could be anything. It's not just banking. You get a cell phone or you get a cell phone plan. You have to read everything. And I'm always worried. I always have in the back of my mind that at the very bottom on the 35th page, it says, and if you click this box, we get all your money. That's my big fear. I don't think they can get away with that. But I think we all have our fears if we don't. So sometimes what I'll do too, folks, is I'll just scroll. So if they're tracking, it makes it look like I read it. So they know not to mess with me. But I don't think they're that scared. So that's our question of the night. Do you read terms and conditions before you click the box? I would imagine most people don't. It's way too much to read. Just yesterday, a small issue with my online banking, just to sign into my account, it was like, I think it was 12 pages. It was a 3-page document, then a 9-page document. And they wanted me to read the whole thing. And I wasn't going to do that. What do you do, Con? Do you read that stuff?
I mean, maybe if I think it's important, but.
Well, what a good citizen you are.
the one that ticks me off is that you have to scroll to click the box.
Well, yeah.
You can't just click the box.
Right. Oh, I see what you're saying. Right.
Exactly. You have to scroll, and then it's like 40 pages, and you just have to keep scrolling until you get to the bottom.
And I'm sure they do that for legal purposes to cover their butts.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, I don't, I'll glance at it. Like if I think it's something they can screw me over with, I'll give it extra attention. But no way do I read every single document. It's impossible. And the print is tiny. It's like they don't want you to read it. So that's our question tonight, folks. Let us know. Do you read terms and conditions before you proceed and click the box? Like AT&T or Verizon or USAA Banking. Or Spectrum. Anytime they update something, you have to sign off on it. Do you read those terms and conditions? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also get a hold of us on the Civic Media app, which is very easy to use. If you don't have it, you should. You can take it with you and take all your Civic Media hosts with you right in your pocket. Conrad, how can people watch the radio tonight if they so choose?
Yeah, so if you want to watch the radio live, you can go to Facebook, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, WISS, or WGBW. On YouTube, it's Civic Media or WGBW, and on Twitter, it is WGBW or Civic Media.
Get a hold of us any way you can, folks, but get a hold of us. And give us a like or a follow if you are so inclined and feeling generous. It's always nice to have a little social media love. This was a big blackout today. There was a big protest nationwide. People wanted to, or they were encouraging every American not to shop or spend money today. And I went along with it. I didn't spend a dime. And I thought, well, this can't hurt if I don't spend money. It helps me. I got gas last night before I went home. So I wonder what, have you seen those social media posts?
I didn't.
Yeah, you're not supposed to spend money. And I don't think you were supposed to post on any social media platform, which is tough. That's tougher to me than not spending money. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out, because I know a lot of people were really passionate about it on Facebook and X and Blue Sky. But we'll see what the results were. Kind of an interesting thing. I like a good old-fashioned protest. We've got such a fun show. I don't even know where to start here. So do you read terms and conditions before you check the box? You have to, really. But do you read them? I know you check the box, but do you read them? That's our question of the night. Phone lines are open, folks, right? We got the phones situated, right, Conrad?
Yeah.
855-752-4842. We got a text. I love this. Brian from Milwaukee has texted us the last couple nights in the middle of the night. He listens from 4 to 6 a.m. I think he said he's a truck driver, unless I'm confusing him with someone else. But he said his favorite Gene Hackman film was The Poseidon Adventure. So, oh, and then this is funny. Rob Thomas, who was on the show last night talking about Gene Hackman's death. When I said The Poseidon Adventure, you remember that? I was trying to describe to Rob that Gene Hackman was holding on to that huge steel wheel and trying to turn it so everybody could get out. The comedian that opened for Patton Oswalt last night talked about that scene. Half an hour after Rob was on the show. And he texted me later. He's like, this is crazy.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I got a kick out of that. But more crazy circumstances surrounding his death. They're thinking that he and his wife and his dog were found. They think they might have been dead for as many as 10 days.
Wow.
He had a pacemaker, and it hadn't made any activity, I don't think, since February 17th. So there were no signs of carbon monoxide poisoning, like people initially might have thought. So there is suspicion. And I don't know what could possibly have happened or why you would, like, if there's foul play involved, a 95-year-old guy and a 70-year-old wife and their dog, I don't get it. So maybe something is afoul here. We'll find out. I hope we do. But that was surprising. I thought they would just find out that it was some kind of gas leak or something, and that would be that, but apparently not. Now, I want to share with everybody something, too. I went to watch French Connection last night, yesterday afternoon, actually, just to kind of see some Gene Hackman before I went into the studio yesterday, into the show. And I found CinemaBox. And I love this. It's an app, and it was free. Like, they wanted to charge me for French Connection on all the other apps, Amazon, Apple TV, whatever. It was free on CinemaBox. And I got like 35 minutes in, no commercials. So check out that app if you're looking for a new app where you don't have to sit through those annoying commercials. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff, folks. We got Shelley Long. I got some Shelley Long talk. You can't miss that. We'll read your text, and then we're going to hear a little bit from our first guest tonight, James P. Connolly. We'll hear a little sampling of his stand-up. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And you know.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Revel in the soul of New Orleans and the spirit of Mardi Gras with the latest Jazz at Lincoln Center Presents concert celebrating the New Orleans Songbook. Led by acclaimed pianist Luther S. Allison and featuring the soulful vocals of Keanu Linnell and Milton Suggs, this concert celebrates the legendary composers and timeless songs that define the Crescent City. New Orleans Songbook, coming to the Grand Theater Wausau Friday, March 21st. Tickets at grandtheater.org.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Do you read terms and conditions before you click the box, or do you just click the box and get on with your day? That is tonight's question. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. That is our question of the night. And Jameson from Pennsylvania checks in. Where is Pennsylvania? Well, Jameson is in the 814. I think that's outside of Philly, but I'm not sure. Jameson says, I'll say this. They don't want you to read them because it's astonishing what we sign away. But I never do. For jobs, rentals, and normal stuff, I do, but never all the other garbage. That's kind of how I feel, too. Yeah, if you're going to sign a contract for a job or something like that, I'm with you, Jameson. He says, I either want it or need it, insurance, phone, whatever, so I sign away my privacy, data, and likely a kidney. Joke is on them. I drank too much when I was younger. Well, good for you. That's a nice middle finger, Jameson. Way to get back at them. Thank you for the text. We have a caller, Conrad.
Yeah, it's Brian from Milwaukee.
Brian from Milwaukee, our middle of the night listener who likes the Poseidon Adventure. Brian, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? No, I'm not a truck driver. That text probably just went through late because I sent it through nearing like the half, maybe last half an hour of the show. So
okay, that's all right. Either way, it's good to hear from you at those crazy hours. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you guys? Great show as always. I love listening to you to just unwind. But, to answer the question, I agree with you guys, and that was completely what I was thinking, was it depends on what I'm signing or reading. You know, if it's like cookies for on a web page or something like that, fine. You know, you have to click them. But it depends on if it's like something financial or important, then I'm definitely going to read them, you know, or for a job. It really just depends what it is that I'm just clicking or signing away, you know.
That's exactly what Jameson said, and I'm with you. If it's crazy important or something that could cost you a lot of money.
You better read the lines, right.
Exactly. And if someone screws me over, I go to a different cell phone company or I cancel Spectrum, whatever. That's just the consequences. Mm-hmm. But I can't read 50 pages worth of documents, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, hey, whenever you listen to us, buddy, it's great to have you, whether it's from 6 to 8 or 4 to 6. Thanks for listening, and thanks for the call.
Not a problem. Thanks.
All right. Have a great night, Brian. That's Brian from Milwaukee. He is not a trucker. Let's make that painfully clear. Let me refer. I don't know who I was thinking of. We got some text after hours and it said trucker, unless that was the last name. I don't know.
Yeah, we did get a text from Bud in Janesville at 4:23 a.m.
Oh, maybe that's what I was. Is Bud a truck driver?
He might be. Yeah.
I'm obsessed with this truck driver who's texting us at crazy hours. So please identify yourself and we will give you some kudos. James P. Connolly is our guest at 6:35. He will be here shortly, but let's hear a little bit of his comedy. I thought this was really funny. This is from a dry bar comedy special he did. He's hosting the Northeast Wisconsin Veterans Prohibition Ball on March 7th, and he'll be here at 6:35. Let's hear some James Connolly.
Started murmuring, but hey, I think we need to get guns. Now, I know this is the United States of America, right? We have the Second Amendment. Everybody has the right to bear arms, right? Second Amendment, everybody has the right to bear arms. But it really depends on what state you live in, how that happens, right? Because in California, we have the home invasion law. Somebody breaks into your house, you can legally shoot them. In Texas, it's called the home invitation law. You can actually invite people over to your house just to shoot them, but that's Texas. I think it's called Second Amendment Plus is what they have there now. But here's my theory on home defense. If you are a gun owner and you know how to use the gun, thank you. Thank you. The problem is I have male friends who buy weapons. They've never touched the gun before in their life. They've never fired it. But they believe in the middle of the night that gun is going to magically transform them into the Call of Duty legend they were born to be. Do you really believe when the moment of truth strikes, you're going to stagger out of bed in your tidy whities, grab a weapon you've never fired before, shoot down the hallway, calm, cool, and collected with your perfect movie sound mind, go, shh, buenos noches, cupcake. A gun. If somebody breaks into my house and I hear, that's my spine and sphincter saying goodbye to each other. Now, for the record, I'm not anti-gun. I'm not anti-gun. I'm just pro baseball bat. That's how I do it. Yes! Where are my baseball bat defenders of freedom out there? Absolutely! The baseball bat could be the perfect home defenseman because guess what? Any idiot in this room can swing a baseball bat because you don't have to be baseball good to defend your home, do you? No, you do not. You just have to be pinata good is all you have to be. As a matter of fact, the bigger spaz you are, the deadlier you appear.
How about that?
That laugh.
That laugh of that woman. I didn't catch that when I cut the clip or when I found the clip. I was like, it's very painfully obvious now, though.
I noticed it instantly. I was like, this is too good not to cut
out. I think it's because I was watching him on the video. I didn't notice the laugh, but wow, that is something. All right, so before we go to the news, I want to do this. I'm going to give my little Oscar predictions here. I still have two films to watch. I'm going to try to muscle through The Brutalist tonight. I don't know that I'm going to be able to see I'm Still Here. I may have to drive to Green Bay tomorrow and catch it in a theater or something, but I'm going to say Best Picture, Conclave. I'm going to stick with what I've read, the statistic that says in the last 30 years, the film that has won the best cast ensemble has won the best picture, that's during the SAG Awards, has won Best Picture during the Oscars 26 out of 30 years. So if that holds true, Conclave will win. That's all I'm basing it on. I liked the movie. I thought Conclave was good. And I think it has everything Academy voters kind of want. A great cast, pretty good script, big twist at the end. So I'm going to say Conclave. I'm going to say Demi Moore is going to win Best Actress for The Substance, which I absolutely hated and didn't particularly. I've seen Demi Moore in stuff where she was better than in that film, but she just seems to be the odds on favorite. And I'm going to say Timothy Chalamet will win Best Actor. I think he would be the youngest actor ever. Didn't I just say that the other night? Were we talking with someone, Rob Thomas, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
He would be the youngest actor ever to win the Best Actor.
Is he past 25 now, or? I'll have to look his age.
I thought 30? Like 30. I might be wrong.
Well, I mean,
anyway, I think. Go ahead.
I said I might be the youngest, so that's something to look forward to.
You would be the youngest Best Actor winner for sure. So there you go. Timothy Chalamet, Demi Moore, and Conclave. I will give you supporting actors and directors wins throughout the show. So don't go away. James P. Connolly, coming up next after the news. We're going to talk some comedy. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlau. Strong winds today will make it difficult to drive. Power outages are also possible across the state, and some trees could be at risk. It's because the soil is so saturated from the recent snowmelt that they can get uprooted and pushed over much easier. And the spring thaw has begun a bit early, and with the frost leaving the ground, heavier loads can't use our roads. The 5 days of warm temperatures have ended the frozen road declaration statewide. This went into effect at midnight, and road restrictions will continue as field staff continue to evaluate the conditions. They do this with frost tubes. These are liquid-filled and placed under the pavement. Class 2 roads include about 1,400 miles of state highways susceptible to damage from heavy trucks during the spring thaw. County highways, town roads, city and village streets may also be posted or limited to legal load limits. Decisions to place or lift weight restrictions on those roads are up to local governments. And another person involved in the methamphetamine and cocaine trafficking organization in Wausau has been sentenced. 44-year-old Tommy L. Haney of Wausau will spend 14 years in federal prison. The charges include conspiring to distribute 500 grams or more of both meth and cocaine. This multi-year investigation identified Haney as a local leader of the trafficking organization. 8 others have also been charged in connection with this case. 6 have been sentenced. The 2 remaining individuals have pled guilty and will be sentenced in the coming months. And Wausau police are warning residents of a new cryptocurrency email scam. Officers say the emails appear to confirm a PayPal crypto transaction. But in many cases, the person hasn't purchased any digital currencies. So the message tells you to call a toll-free number to cancel the transaction within 2 days. Officers say do not call that number and delete the messages immediately. Clicking the link could lead to malware being installed on your device, which would also put sensitive data at risk. Officers add that you can also verify the transaction by logging into your PayPal account. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The legendary Gene Hackman has passed away at the age of 95. If you haven't already heard, Hackman, his wife Betsy Arakawa, a classically trained pianist, and the couple's dog were found in their New Mexico home. Authorities say they had been dead for a while. Hackman was the star of films like The French Connection, The Poseidon Adventure, Mississippi Burning, The Conversation, and Hoosiers. The late great Hackman moved to Pasadena, California in 1952 after he got out of the Marines and met Dustin Hoffman at the Pasadena Playhouse, where both were voted least likely to succeed. Seems like a pretty cruel award to give to another adult. Despite not having leading man looks, Hackman says he never cared about that and just wanted to act in any capacity. Hackman retired from acting in 2004 and moved to New Mexico, where he became involved in the arts community and wrote books. Gene Hackman is quite often referred to as the greatest American actor. He won Oscars for his role in The French Connection and Unforgiven. Gene Hackman was 95. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight and partly cloudy, colder, low teens. Sunny for the weekend, highs in the mid-20s Saturday, mid-30s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. Current temp is 30.
A trip to the state tournament is on the line Friday night as the Wausau West hockey team takes on Eau Claire Memorial in a sectional final.
Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening face-off at 7 p.m. Wausau West Hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing, and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club.
It's Wausau West taking on Eau Claire Memorial in a Division I hockey sectional championship game. Friday night, starting with pregame show at 6:50, opening face-off at 7 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
It's time for Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm,
mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Warriors Hockey is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club, and Coast to Coast Marketing. It's now time for Wausau West Hockey on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO. Everyone, and welcome to Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, a trip to the state tournament on the line as the Wausau West Warriors take on the Old Abes of Eau Claire Memorial. From the Chippewa Ice Arena, I'm Chad Holmes. Well, a little bit of a surprise that it's this matchup here tonight, because the number one ranked team in the state, Stevens Point, was the number one seed in this bracket. In the end, they could not win a playoff game. They lost their opener in the regional final to the Chippewa Falls Cardinals by a score of 4-1. And then these teams saw that opening, perhaps to a state tournament, have taken advantage up to this point. To get here, a couple of thrilling wins for the Wausau West Warriors. In the regional final last Thursday, the Warriors came from behind and knocked off Superior in overtime by a score of 4-3. And then on Tuesday, when you thought it couldn't get any more exciting or any more tense, the Warriors were able to come from behind, not by one goal, but by two goals twice, and defeat the third-seeded New Richmond Tigers by a score of 6-5. The Warriors won it in the final minute on a Cooper DePoit goal. It was a wild third period. Wausau West scored four times in the third. New Richmond scored twice. And in the end, the Warriors able to pull out a very, very exciting win. This is the third meeting of the season between these squads. In fact, they played in the very first game of the season, back on Thanksgiving weekend, back in Eau Claire, as these teams always seem to start off the year. And back on November the 29th, it was a double overtime thriller with Eau Claire Memorial beating the Warriors by a score of 3-2. But then these teams met again at the Wausau West Hockey Invitational back on January the 10th, and it was a game where the Warriors were able to come on top with a 3-0 win. So one win for the Warriors, one win for the Old Abes, and now it's all on the line here tonight with the winner moving on to the state championship, I should say, to the state tournament next week. Division One will play games early on Friday. Semifinals begin at 10 a.m., 10 o'clock, and I believe 2 o'clock are the two semifinals. And then the state championship game late on Saturday. Eau Claire Memorial, to get to this point, very impressive for a number 5 seed. They played at Hudson in their regional final and went on the road, beat a always tough Hudson squad by a score of 3-1. And then on Tuesday, like Wausau West, they had a thriller over at the Hobbs Ice Arena, and they were able to edge past the Chippewa Falls Cardinals by a score of 2-1. Like Wausau West, Eau Claire Memorial was able to get the game-winning goal in the final minute of regulation. Taking a look at the goaltenders, always a vital part of any matchup, especially as you get deeper and deeper into the postseason. For Wausau West, what a year it's been for Julian Scalcucci. The sophomore has played every game. He has missed one period of hockey the entire season. Back in December, he did not play in the third period in the game against University School. Other than that, Julian Scalcucci has been on the ice for every period, every minute, and he has started every game for Wausau West. Scalcucci has a record of 20 wins, 6 losses, a goals against average of 2.31, a save percentage of 921, and 5 shutouts. The Warriors feel very good about having Julian Scalcucci in net. Old Abes of Eau Claire Memorial, they will have Evan Mattson between the pipes. He has a record of 15 wins, 8 losses, and 2 ties, a goals against average of 2.52, and a 906 save percentage. Offensively, both these teams have some very, very dangerous forwards.
Eau Claire Memorial, a pair of snipers. Mac Diggins, 36 goals, 27 assists, 63 points on the year. Gabe Pankratz, 29 goals, 25 assists, 54 points on the year. Far and away, those are the two leading scorers for the Old Abes this season. For Wausau West, what a night it was on Tuesday for the top line. Chase Crass, Owen Pergalski, and Cooper DePoit. All scored goals. Chase Crass had a hat trick. Cooper DePoit had the game-winning goal. I mean, they were clicking on all cylinders in that game on Tuesday night. Cooper DePoit, 20 goals, 36 assists, 56 points on the season. Owen Pergalski, 17 goals, 19 assists, 36 points. Chase Crass, 22 goals, 18 assists, 40 points. On the number two line, Hendrix Damrell has 15 goals, 11 assists, 26 points. So again, for both teams, they have some outstanding offensive performers and good goaltending, good defense, really a terrific matchup. And these schools have had some classic games over the years. It used to be at the state tournament back when there were 18 sent to Madison, but now it's in a sectional final. We are going to take a timeout, come back with more. We're going to look at the other sectional finals and then hear my pregame conversation with the head coach of the Warriors, B.J. Brandt. It's Wausau West taking on Eau Claire Memorial. Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is a proud supporter of our broadcast of Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would also like to thank their program sponsors for helping support the Wausau West Hockey Program and the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. Those sponsors include Goldline Golf and Hockey and Troy's TikTok. Please pay a visit to those businesses and thank them for their support of Wausau West Warrior Hockey. And Chad Holmes back again from the Chippewa Ice Arena as we are getting set for this Division I, Sectional I, Sectional Final between the Wausau West Warriors and the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes. Wausau West, the number two seed in the bracket. Eau Claire Memorial, the number five seed in the bracket. There are three other sectional finals going on tonight in Neenah at the Champion Center. Sectional number two. The Neenah Hortonville Menasha Rockets, number one seed, take on number three seeded Notre Dame Academy, the two-time defending Division I state champs. Neenah got to this point, beating on Tuesday night West Bend by a score of 4-1. And then Notre Dame, the number three seed, beat number two seeded St. Mary Springs. They went on the road, went to Blue Line in Fond du Lac, and Notre Dame dominated that game. So again, when it comes to the playoffs, Notre Dame has had a long win streak, and they defeated St. Mary Springs 7-2. So Neenah, Hortonville, Menasha, Notre Dame Academy facing off for a trip to state. That game a little bit later on because it's a doubleheader over at the Champion Center in Neenah. The girls had a sectional final earlier, and it was the number one ranked Bay Area Ice Bears winning, defeating Fond du Lac by a score of 3-1. So one ticket punch to state, and the number one ranked team in the state on the girls' side Bay Area is heading back to Madison. Two other sectional finals, one tomorrow and one tonight. Sectional number three will be held tomorrow. Edgewood and Verona. Edgewood, the number one seed, they defeated Middleton 7-1 on Tuesday. Verona, number two seed, they needed overtime, but they beat Wanakee by a score of 4-3. And then sectional number four, Brookfield, number two ranked team of the state, number one seed. They are taking on Arrowhead tonight, and that game actually is underway already. It started at 6:30. Arrowhead, they beat University School of Milwaukee in overtime 4-3 Tuesday. Brookfield doubled up Kettle Moraine 6-3 on Tuesday evening. Division II sectional finals. The Mosinee Indians are hosting Tomahawk tonight at the Mosinee Rec Center. Number two seed Mosinee, number one seed Tomahawk. Also tonight, number one seed Amory in sectional one, taking on number two seeded Hayward. And then two games tomorrow in Division II. Number one seeded Somerset St. Croix Falls against number two seeded River Falls, and number one McFarland against number two Monona Grove. So we will know what the state field is by the time you go to bed tomorrow evening. Coming up next, we are going to hear the pregame comments of the head coach of the Wausau West Warriors. I'll be talking to B.J. Brandt coming up next. It's Wausau West taking on Eau Claire Memorial, Division I, Sectional I, Sectional Final on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey continues on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Tonight, sectional championship round, Division I, sectional number one from the Chippewa Ice Arena. Wausau West Warriors taking on the Eau Claire Memorial Old Aves. I'm Chad Holmes, joined by head coach B.J. Brandt. And Tuesday night, and it feels like it was just a few moments ago. I mean, things really go fast these days, but what a terrific gut check performance by your team again to come from behind, not just by one goal like you did against Superior, but twice from two goals down and able to find a way to win it. When you got away from it all, when you were able to try to put a head on the pillow, what jumped out about that game on Tuesday night?
Well, the environment, number one. It was probably one of the coolest environments that our guys got to play in front of, and a couple of them commented on that even after the game. And and you look at the game itself, and you get up 1-0, you feel good, and 1-0 after one, we had a good start. I think we were out shooting them by a lot early, and then took a penalty, and then we just lost our way a little bit. Still up 1-0, felt good about it. And then you get it was 1-1, right? It was 1-1 because we had a face-off issue in the first period there. So 1-1. And then you couldn't think of a worse start for the second period. So for our guys to bounce back from that, and specifically the guys that were involved in that first shift, because that can really tank your next two, three, four shifts. And I felt like they were able to bounce back from it, which is huge. I mean, that's, as a coach, you want your kids to be able to deal with adversity mid-game and be able to respond to it. And it was fun to watch them. I mean, the third period was wild. I mean, that to be 3-2 and end up 6-5, the fans got a lot of entertainment there, and our guys executed in the moments they needed to execute.
First time in 6 years at this level. Obviously for this group, it's the first experience. In fact, Tuesday was the first experience as well. But, I mean, I think what you just said, that the atmosphere at Marathon Park, I think that for so many years, Wausau West was always going down. Is there a specialness now that after maybe having going through a few tougher times, because obviously it's just harder with the new setup with the playoffs, that there's something a little bit added that just because, hey, it's not as easy as a lot of the Wausau West teams made it look for many years.
Yeah, I think when you look at our section, Chad, it is anybody who comes out of it. You know, tonight, whether it's us or Eau Claire Memorial, obviously we want it to be us. But you look at the path that both of us have had to get here, and you realize like 4-3 overtime over Superior, 6-5 over New Richmond, and now we're playing Eau Claire Memorial in the finals. It doesn't get easy. And to quote one of my favorite coaches, Kevin Grundy, he's like, you don't want it easy though, and because the reward is doing things hard and doing them well together. And these guys, they've made it a little bit harder on themselves. But at the same time, they found the reward. They found the way to do it when it was difficult and come out on top. And those are life lessons as a coach you hope to instill in your players and things in games that they're going to remember for forever. And the way that we played there, especially in the third period, is the way that a little bit of desperation, a little bit of, you know, we took a shot there when Coop finds Hendricks on that breakaway on the power play. And he just, you know, simple things that aren't that simple that they make look easy. And you know, you hope that tonight we can make it look easy because we're working hard and we're doing things away from the puck well.
Like your team, they come in on a high after late in the game, able to find the game-winning goal against Triple Falls. And like your team, that's not been easy, going to Hudson and winning 3-1, and then obviously having a nip-and-tuck affair against Chi-High the other night. It's never easy against Triple Falls. I mean, I should say against Eau Claire Memorial. And you found it this year. I mean, obviously the first game, a thriller, great game. And then you were able to do a nice job against them the second time around. But obviously it's a team that is playing some of its best hockey of the season right now.
Yeah, I think you look at it, they're on a six-game winning streak. And I think, you know, you look back to when we played them game one, you know, really good hockey game, up and down action. We led, they led, and ultimately, you know, they scored on a power play goal in double overtime. And then you look at the game we had at our place, marred by penalties. I mean, we had killed 7 straight minutes at one point in the second period, and we killed it, but it takes a toll on you as a team. So I think when you look at these two teams, special teams is super important. You know, they haven't given up a power play goal yet this playoff season. Obviously, if they take a penalty, we want to change that because that's helped us here in the playoffs. And when we take penalties, they've got a really good power play, and we've got to make sure that we stop. I mean, I think when you look at their team, it's Gabe Pankratz, you know, it's 7 for them. I mean, you look at the way that those guys, 7-10, you got to stop 7-10 because those guys can control a game, and they found ways to do it. And certainly we talked about it in our game plan this week, but the reality is we still have to play well, and you got to play well with the puck, and you got to compete hard without it.
They've only given up 2 goals in the last 2 games. What do you think the reasons are behind that, and what does your team have to do to make sure that you get more than 1 goal tonight?
Well, I don't think they're giving up very many high-quality chances. They're not allowing you into the middle of the rink. You know, they're not allowing numbers, meaning, you know, 3-on-2s, 2-on-1s. They're keeping a third guy high in that offensive zone so that you're not getting numbers on the rush. And you know, quite frankly, Chippewa had a couple chances early on and didn't finish, and then finished one. You know, they were able to get one past him, but they've played well defensively. And, you know, as I talked to the coaches and my family, like, we've scored 5 goals a game in our 2 playoff games. They've given up 1 goal a game, you know, so my hope is we can put pressure on them to change those numbers a little bit. But on the other side of it is we have to play well defensively because we're giving up 4 goals a game. And that's a big deal right now. So we got to find ways to be sound defensively, break pucks out, and just do simple things. We talked about this week just breaking pucks out, getting pucks to our forwards, putting pucks behind their D so that we can go to work down low. And that's, you know, we've got a good game plan in place. It'll be fun to watch our guys execute it.
And finally, what will be the final message to the guys?
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Faux Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
On Saturday, a trip to the state tournament is on the line for the Central Wisconsin Storm. The defending state champions will take on Hayward in a sectional championship game. Catch all the action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 3:45 and the opening faceoff at 4 p.m. Central Wisconsin Storm playoff hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's the Central Wisconsin Storm taking on Hayward in a girls' hockey sectional championship game. Saturday, starting with the pregame show at 3:45, opening faceoff at 4 on your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed. And he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house. He's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
And Chad Holmes back again from the Chippewa Ice Arena. We are set for hockey. The Wausau West Warriors and the Eau Claire Memorial Old Aigs. Trip to the state tournament is on the line. Wausau West in the home white, while the Old Aigs are in the road black. Glad you could be with us tonight here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Winner plays on Friday down in Madison. The loser has their season come to an end. Wausau West will go from right to left in front of my broadcast position in the first period of play. I am in the midst of a lot of Old Aigs fans here tonight, so hopefully you won't hear a lot of them. We'll hear the cheering from the Wausau West section off to my right. But it is a massive crowd. There is incredible energy. Sectional finals in any sport, always among the best team that you're going to see. Everybody wants to get the state. State is the cake. What you do at stake is the icing. Got to get that cake first. And there's the faceoff, and we are underway. Old Aigs off the near side boards. Puck is rolled into the zone. Trey Kuharski will chase it down behind the cage. Moves it to the far side boards and chase Crass. Crass will flip it high into the air to center ice. Puck is gloved down by the Old Aigs and into the zone. Mac Diggins. Diggins moves it left faceoff circle a little bit too far in front of his target. That was Wyatt Seymour. Now puck back to the point. Upper slot. Now a whistle and a stoppage in play. The net is off its moorings very quickly. First stoppage, 23.